Recently, two high school students unearthed a prehistoric man in their own backyard. Their story is completely true.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the first ever exclusive Snowplow Show that I'm recording just for the people who contribute, because I made this feed for secret shows and I have not put anything on it in the 2 or 3 months that it's existed now. So finally, I'm going to do that right now so I can trick people who are contributing into thinking they're getting something extra for their money. So here you go, extra super secret show that you get to hear. I'd really like to do one of these every month. Who knows if I'll manage that. It seems like I should be able to do that. 12 per year, that's easy, right? And you know, I'd like to do even more than that, but first, I just want to make more normal shows for everyone before I start doing more secret shows. So it's Saturday morning, October 11th, 2014. I was looking through this giant note list of mine. It says prank call ideas, and here's one I don't remember writing down, but it seems like it could be amusing. It says that I should call people in Encino, California, and tell them that I'm their neighbor, and I was digging a pool and found a caveman, and I think he went to their house because the muddy footprints led to their house. And probably less than half of you will even get that reference, but there's this old movie called Encino Man. It starred Sean Austin, who went on to do the Lord of the Ring movies, and Brandon Fraser. He was a big deal in the 90s. And Pauly Shore, the amazing dramatic actor and comedian from the 90s. I think this was actually his breakout movie. You know, the movie that made him popular, because Encino Man was huge. And immediately after Encino Man, Pauly Shore was just in all these really dumb comedies, which personally I thought were awesome, but, you know, they were pretty dumb comedies. You know, there's the comedy where he goes to court. There's the comedy where he goes to college. There's the comedy where he goes to a biodome. There's the comedy where he's in the army. It just goes on and on. Amazing comedies from the great Pauly Shore. Rest in peace, Pauly Shore. But I've pulled up this giant list of people who live in the city of Encino. In the movie, they find a caveman enclosed in a block of ice in their backyard because Dave, the main character, David, he's digging a big hole in his backyard to install a pool so that he can be popular. That's the plot of Encino Man. So that's what I'm going to do. I've got this giant list of people in Encino, and I'm just going to call them all up and claim things from the movie are happening and see what they say, see how they react. It's a social experiment. It's for science.
Hello?
Hello, Joan?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Dave. I live over on Medley Drive.
Yeah?
Just behind you.
Yeah?
Okay, here's the thing. We were digging a pool in our backyard, and we found this caveman. He was encased in ice, and he escaped, and I think he ran toward your house. Like, I saw mud footprints leading toward your house, you know?
Uh-huh.
And have you seen him? Have you seen a caveman? He's very...
Actually, I did. He went next door. You might want to try them.
Okay, which next door? Which one?
I don't know their new neighbors. I don't know them.
Oh, all...
Sorry about that.
Can you go over there and knock?
Good luck.
Ma'am?
Good luck.
What do you mean? Wait, can you go over there and knock?
No, I can't right now. I'm busy.
What are you busy doing?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, but I can't help you. I'm sorry.
You don't sound very busy. It sounds like you just don't want to be neighborly and help.
No, they don't speak English, so I don't think I could be
helpful. Oh, are you being racist now?
Yeah, sort of. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Thanks for being honest this time. All right, well, she saw the caveman, so I think I'm on the right track.
Hello.
Hello, Linda?
Hello.
Linda?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Dave. I live over on Medley Drive, down the street.
Dave from, on Medley Drive?
Yeah, around the corner, kind of.
Okay.
And we were digging a pool in our backyard, and we found this, this is going to sound crazy, but we found a caveman. He was enclosed in ice, and he escaped, and I think he ran toward your place. Have you seen he's covered in mud, very caveman looking.
I saw two or three of them running down the street.
No, there's just one. There's two or three. Where did the others come from?
Come on. What's the joke?
There's no joke, ma'am. We're just trying to find him. Me and my friend Stoney have been looking all over the neighborhood, and we can't seem to find him. But we saw mud.
Well, I haven't.
Mud footprints going into your yard.
Yeah. Nope. Haven't seen anyone.
Okay.
Sorry.
If you do, can you give me a call?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Do I have your number?
Yeah, it's on caller ID.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, everybody's playing along. I wonder if they get this a lot, living in Encino. Oh, one of these calls again. This has been happening for 20 years now.
Hello,
Joel?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm over on... I'm on Medley Drive, but kind of around the corner. On the other side.
You're where?
I'm on Medley Drive, but kind of up around the bend.
Yeah.
And we were digging a pool. We were digging a hole in our backyard to make a pool.
Yeah.
So we can have, you know, the homecoming dance here in my backyard. And we found, basically we found a caveman enclosed in a big block of ice. And he escaped. And I think he ran toward your house. We saw mud footprints leading up to your yard. I was wondering if you'd seen him.
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen
any? A block of ice?
What's that?
A block of ice in this heat?
Yeah, no, it was underground. It was underground.
How far deep? Must have been miles.
It's just maybe 8 feet underground. Our pool's just going to go 12 feet.
A 12-foot pool?
Yes. Okay. And we found a block of ice in there, and there was a man encased in it. He's a caveman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
did he get my address?
Did he what?
Did he get my address?
I don't think he understands addresses. He's a caveman.
Well, okay.
You found
footprints that come up to my house?
Yeah, mud footprints. This guy was covered in mud. And
he was covered in mud. Well, there's no footprints outside here.
Yeah, and he stole
so he
a...
He must have run the other direction, Dave.
Okay. Well, no, we saw the footprints going up to your house. I was just hoping you'd seen them.
That must be the wrong house.
Me and Stoney have been...
This is a very strange conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Eight-foot deep caveman covered in a block of ice escaped because the ice melted, and he ran down the street, and he left muddy footprints on the... asphalt.
Yeah. Well, me and Stoney, we thawed him out. We thawed him out with heaters.
Oh, you thawed him out. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Was he breathing?
Space heaters. Yeah, he's completely alive. The ice preserved him.
You know what? I think maybe you ought to go find him and then take him to the zoo, and he would make a nice attraction.
No, fuck that. I'm going to make him my friend. I'm going to register him in high school.
In high school?
Right.
Well, you got to give him a primary education first.
No, we'll work on that.
Okay, when you figure it out, let me know, okay?
I will.
Have a good one.
You too. Give me a call if you see him, please. Well, at least that guy was not so accepting of the whole thing like everyone else has been. Finally, someone who thinks it's strange.
Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Shastafar? Whatever.
What is this?
This is Dave. I live around the corner from you. I'm on Medley Drive, too.
Yeah.
And me and my friend Stoney, we were digging a pool in our backyard, and we found a caveman encased in a block of ice, buried.
Yeah.
And, he escaped, and he ran toward your house. And I was wondering if maybe you'd seen him. It's like a man covered in mud and stuff.
No. I haven't.
Yeah, and he had a shovel with us, with him. He took one of our shovels and...
No, sir.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He ran out into the street and he tried to attack a garbage truck.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And
are you telling the truth?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I wouldn't lie about something like this.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's a caveman. You know, he's from the caveman era.
What is the caveman doing out on Medley Drive?
Well, we were digging a swimming pool in our backyard. See, I was trying to dig a hole to put a pool in so I can have the homecoming dance, you know, in my backyard with all my new friends.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but there was a caveman. When we dug the hole, we found a block of ice.
I heard you, but I haven't seen anything.
Okay, because we saw muddy footprints going up to your sidewalk, and we thought maybe he went inside your house.
No.
No caveman there?
No, sir.
Oh, thank God.
No, I'm going to call the police. Why didn't you call the police?
No, don't call the police, because they'll take the caveman away, they'll give him to the scientists, and they'll just want to, you know, probe him and take x-rays and stuff. It'll be terrifying for him. No, have a heart. Don't call the police.
Okay.
But when I catch the caveman, I'm going to enroll him in high school.
All right.
I'm not going to turn him over to the scientists.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so no police, right? Wow, I think that one believed me. Man, I've got to call everyone in Encino just to be sure. I've got to find the caveman before somebody else does. Before that bully at school does. Because, you know, he'll just be an asshole about it.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Abrams?
Who's calling?
This is Dave. I live kind of down the street from you. I'm on Lake Encino Drive.
Yes?
And I have kind of a problem. We were digging a hole in our backyard for a swimming pool. And we came across this caveman enclosed in a block of ice. And mm-hmm. And he escaped, and I think he ran toward your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we saw muddy footprints going up to your house.
Okay.
Have you seen a caveman? He answers to the name...
I honestly don't know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, yeah, it's like a man. He looks like a man, but he's covered in mud, and he doesn't have any clothes on.
Okay, give me your number. If I see anything, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure. My number is 818...
Okay.
453...
All right.
621...
How you got my number?
It's in the phone book.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Dave.
Last name?
Just Dave.
Dave has no last name?
Correct, yeah. My friend's name is Stoney. He's looking around the neighborhood right now, calling out to him.
Thank you.
And the caveman's name is Link. So if you see the caveman, did Dave in the movie have a last name? I don't know what it was. Oh, I'm looking on IMDb. .com and there's no last name for Dave. It's just Dave. His girlfriend had a last name. Stoney had a last name. Stoney Brown. Everyone had a last name except for Dave. That's weird. The main character did not have a last name. That's really weird.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Panhassy?
She's not home right now.
Ah, fuck.
Who is this?
Well, you live on Medley Drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I live over on Lake Encino Drive, just around the corner from you.
Uh-huh.
And so we were digging a pool in our backyard, we're digging a big hole, and we found this caveman enclosed in a block of ice, and he escaped, and I think he ran toward your house. This is Dave, by the way.
Are you joking?
No, of course not, no. We saw muddy footprints, and they kind of led up into your yard, so I'm sure he was at your place for a short time at least, but have you seen a caveman? He's like a tall man covered in mud.
Where do you live?
I'm over on Lake Encino Drive.
Who are you?
Wait, are you that kid that's in computer club? He hung up. I'm almost out of places. I've called every neighbor in Encino, and I'm getting nowhere with this. I think that kid put me on speakerphone.
Hello?
Hello, Charlotte?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave. I live over here on Medley Drive. just around the corner?
Yeah.
Around the corner from you?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And we have kind of this problem. We were digging this hole in our backyard to put a pool in.
Uh-huh.
And we found a caveman enclosed in a block of ice. And he escaped. The caveman escaped, and I think he was running toward your house. I was wondering if maybe you'd seen him.
What is it?
It's a caveman, you know, from the caveman era. It's like a man, and he's covered in mud, and he's carrying a shovel around. Last we saw, he was attacking a garbage truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay, because, I mean, we saw muddy footprints, and they went right up to your yard. So we thought maybe he'd come over there.
Hmm.
And
this is the oddest thing I've heard.
I know, it's crazy. I hardly believe it myself. And you know, we're just trying to make sure he's okay. And
well, it's a person?
Yeah, yeah. He was enclosed in a block of ice, I think, for, you know, a million years or so. And you know, we were able to revive him. We used space heaters to melt the ice. He answers to the name of Link. And
wow.
if he comes around, if you just have like a Bic lighter, just hold the lighter up, and that'll put him into a trance.
You do what?
You know, if you have a Bic lighter, you know, to light cigarettes, you just show.
Actually, I don't.
Yeah, well, no, just show him fire is what I'm saying, like a kitchen match or something, and that'll make him stop whatever he's doing.
This is the oddest phone call I've ever had.
Yeah, and give him some quarters. He likes quarters because he likes to play Rad Racer, the video game. And then just call me. Like, you have my number on caller ID, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't have caller ID?
Let me take your number.
Okay. Okay, it's
818?
Yep, 818. And then it's 997-53.
And you're Dave?
Yeah, Dave. I just live down the street over on Medley.
Okay. And your last name?
Carter.
Okay. Okay, well, if I were to see him, I'll call you.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm not going to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you might see...
I'm a little old lady.
Yeah, well, yeah. Me and Stoney, we've been just kind of going all over the neighborhood looking for him and calling out his name. But so far, no luck.
Okay.
We saw the muddy footprints coming up to your place, and we thought maybe you'd found them.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Please give me a call back. Wow, two believers now. Two people that completely believe that there's a caveman running around the neighborhood. That's awesome.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Heller?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I live over on Lake Encino Drive, just around the corner from you.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you'd seen, like, maybe a man running around the neighborhood covered in mud.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay. Yeah, me and my friend Stoney, let's just say it's a friend of ours, and we lost him. He ran off. He was, like, attacking a garbage truck, and then he ran off toward...
Something's the matter with him, evidently.
No, well, he's a caveman. We dug him up in the backyard. He was enclosed in a block of ice.
What is this?
A caveman. I was trying...
Goodbye.
Why? I don't understand. Why the hang-up?
Hello. Sorry we missed you. Please leave a message.
Okay, that was her again. I tried to call her back, but Mrs. Heller is just not having any of this caveman business today. It's too early for this shit.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Bindra?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave. I live down the street from you over on Medley Drive.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you'd possibly seen my friend Link. He's like a man, and he's covered in mud, and he's running around the neighborhood acting all crazy.
I haven't looked outside.
Okay.
But if I see somebody, I will call you.
Okay.
Is he running around?
Yeah, he's running, and he doesn't understand our culture and stuff. Do you speak Spanish by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, I was going to tell you the phrases he knows in Spanish.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anybody.
If you see him, can you give him quarters?
Quarters?
Yes, he likes quarters for the video games.
Yeah, but no, nobody, I haven't seen anybody.
Okay, he's actually a caveman, to be honest. We dug him up in the backyard when we were digging a pool. We found him enclosed in a block of ice, and he was perfectly preserved, which is crazy.
Excuse me? I think we have had this conversation enough, thank you.
What do you mean enough? No, it's not finished. I haven't finished my story.
Okay, I don't think I want to continue this conversation. Thank you.
Will you call me if you see him? Okay, fine. Only two people left to call. And then I'm just going to give up. Link can find his own way in this world.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now.
Unfortunately, that's it for me. That wasn't every resident in Encino that had a listed phone. That was just a big chunk right in the middle of Encino. But that's enough for me. I think I've run this into the ground at this point. I think what we can all take away from this is that just like in 1992 when Encino Man was released, people still have landlines. A lot of people. In fact, it seems like everyone that I found that had a landline in that neighborhood had two landlines, which is even weirder. I mean, that's kind of unusual. You know, I look up a lot of people in their neighborhoods and most people don't have two lines, but a lot of people in this neighborhood seem to have two lines. Maybe they have a second line installed for their teenager or their fax machine. I don't know. Their dial-up internet connection for AOL. I think that's going to do it, though, for this very first edition of the top secret Snowplow show. Elite Cactus Squad version of the Snowplow show. I don't know what it's called. I would like to do these more often. Like once a month at least. I just feel kind of like a jerk not doing a show for the general public. By the way, if you want to share the show, feel free. You know, don't feel like you have to hide this from everyone. Give your friends the links. Let them hear the shows. You know, it's kind of secret. I'm not publishing it or anything. It's a secret just for you subscribing people that support me on Patreon and on the website and stuff. But feel free to share, you know. Eventually, someday, I'll make it harder to share these, but for now, just share the love. For those of you who have not seen Encino Man and have, you know, you have no idea what these pranks were about, your homework assignment tonight is to download Encino Man and watch it. I don't know, maybe it's on Netflix or something. It's definitely on torrents. Oh, look at this. It's on YouTube. You can watch the full movie on YouTube. It's a YouTube-sponsored thing, so you have to pay for it. So if you're into that sort of thing, it costs $2.99. But if you search for Encino Man on YouTube, you can watch the movie there. Or you can get it for free in a torrent. $3 for a movie is pretty crazy, especially a really old movie that you could probably, you can probably get the DVD for 99 cents or something at Walmart. I'm going to play the trailer, though. Here is the trailer for Encino Man. So maybe this will make, if you're not in the mood to watch the full movie, maybe this will help make sense of the calls that I just did.
From Hollywood Pictures, he's a caveman who just stepped into the 20th century.
Whoa!
Now, two guys from Encino are going to teach him to be normal.
That's boring.
Hit normal. We're going psycho with him, bro. Shut.
Encino Man.
I'll be back.
Rated PG.
Okay, that probably didn't make a whole lot of sense without seeing the video, but you get the idea. It's wacky. It's very dated at this point. If you do search for Encino Man on a torrent, don't make the mistake of downloading Encino Girl or Encino Woman or whatever it's called. There's actually a sequel to Encino Man, and I watched it just because I'm like, oh, wow, I've got to see this because it's a sequel to Encino Man, a Pauly Shore classic. But no, nobody should ever watch that movie. It was horrible. Not a single hilarious thing happened in the movie. It was just bad. Really, really bad. Don't watch Encino Woman, Encino Girl.
Reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Maybe why it's a question that's on your mind. But reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Please don't ask because I don't know why. But reality used to be a friend of mine. I used to be friends with reality. She used to be
a pal real close to me. But she tried to hide from me, work was in store. Tried to house me, but a house has doors. I was insane and the picture was crazy. So the relevance here seems to be a bit hazy. But I try to explain this in the simplest terms. She let the prop burn and it was my turn to say.
The roses are red, the violets are blue. And things are gonna stay that way, too.
And I was the nut to believe all of this. I figured life would just hand me bliss. Now I have to worry about certain doom. Or will I be here tomorrow afternoon? Now ask me about the future.
Do a team she says.
Yeah, reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Maybe why is the question that's on your mind? But reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Please don't ask because I don't know why. But reality used to be a friend of mine. Sandy gave me a hand. Now I'm known as the maniac man. Looking and searching for a shred of proof. Knowing any time this world will go poof. Now what might happen without me knowing? That's why I find myself always tip-tip-toeing. She tried to let prophecy sneak up on me. But I woke up, I told her, yo, step off me. What you want me to do?
What is this?